This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All right, hands up. Who knew this was drinking water week? Well, if you wanted to raise your hand, chances are mighty good you might have had to put down your water bottle to do it. Water has toppled pop, or soda if you prefer, as our number one drink here in the U.S. So you think about where that last drink of water came from. Where did it come from? And do you really know the quality of that water you're drinking? Writer Mark Kurlianchik dives into the subject of water, sorry, couldn't resist, in the May issue of Our Magazine. His piece is entitled Ebb and Flow, Demystifying Drinking Water. And Mark's kind enough to join us in the studio. Good to see you back,
Good
Mark.
Good to see you too, Cynthia.
So last time we talked garbage when you were in, which was fascinating. This is about America's passion for water. Where and how did this all start, and the fact that it's toppled soda pop as the number one drink?
Well, for me, at least as a reporter, it was a bit of a natural progression. Going from garbage and landfills, and one of the things you see in landfills, of course, are the PET plastic water bottles. So the recycling rate has actually improved on those, but it was just kind of – it occurred in the garbage story, and then I wanted to kind of follow that trail. And then I had an excuse with Drinking Water Week to write it for May, and this is the season that, you know, we hit the gyms and hit up the outdoors and – bring our water with us.
And it is – it's absolutely true. When I think of growing up, we would maybe go to the sink and get our glass of water, and that was the end of it. And now, whether it's the bottled or you're – like I'm filling my own just from our tap and taking it everywhere. But people have that – it's understood that we've got a bottle of water attached to our hand. What has fueled that?
Well, it's – it's a huge industry that can be dated back to the mid-70s, at least in the United States, when Perrier first hit the market.
That was 76. So exotic.
Yeah, it was exotic. It was luxurious. It had this great marketing campaign. And that really that set everything in motion for bottled water, because before that, you know, you would go to the tap, at least in the, in the 20th century.
Yes,
And then it just kind of started to again, here's a pun, but it started to flow from there, you know. So Perrier started it, and it was this product for the upper classes, and then eventually it's really exploded. It's gone from, on average, we drank something like 18 gallons of water, bottled water, per year, the average American. So that's actually increased by 11 gallons. So we're at almost 30 gallons a year in bottled water. That doesn't include your tap water.
Now, is that being fueled by the bottled water industry or the fitness industry?
Well, that's a good question, because, you know, it has to do with a lot of things. Marketing is one of them. Marketing is huge, because when you think about it, every single bottled water bottle, every single bottle of water that you have has some kind of marketing message on it. You know, it has these springs, fresh mountain springs, or
pure.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Purity. So that's just great marketing for the bottled water industry. And in a sense, I mean, they've never come out and explicitly said that this is better than tap water, but that's what the marketing message is, isn't it? Because when you turn on the tap, all you see is water flowing. There's no fresh mountain stream there.
No,
you know,
pretty
in your
pictures
kitchen.
Or cool font or whatever.
Right.
And at the same time, we're told by health experts and weight loss experts that you got to drink water if you want to accomplish your goal. 64 ounces a day, drink your water. I'm on Weight Watchers right now. I'm, you know, clicking my little box online to say, had my water.
But it's true. You know, water is the healthiest choice in most cases. When you're out and about and, you stop at a gas station or you're in the airport, you know, if you're going to reach for something, some kind of packaged beverage, water is going to be the healthiest option.
Yeah, that's true. And certainly the big soda pop makers have understood that, because, for example, Dasani is Coca-Cola, isn't it?
Yep, Dasani's Coca-Cola. There's Nestle, of course. It's a huge – I think Nestle is the largest bottled water manufacturer in the world.
So they're behind this. So
Nestle, Coke, Pepsi.
Okay. Yeah. So the big debate goes into, you know, bottled versus tap. So let's start with tap. Where do Michiganders get their tap water from?
Mostly from Detroit sources, Lake Huron and the Detroit River. And so I spoke with the former head of the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department, because when you think of the Detroit River, you don't actually –
It doesn't
it's not that natural spring, right?
Yeah.
But apparently the way that these that the sources are design. They're deep down. They're away from industry. We have some of the best water in the world, quite frankly, right here in Detroit.
And I've always heard that. So that mm-hmm. is true from
that
what
is
you
true.
Found.
And it is because the source water is so good. Mm. I mean, think about the Great Lakes. I mean,
yeah.
nowhere else in the world has this abundance of fresh water.
So when we open our tap, and as you say, it doesn't have any cool marketing to mm-hmm. But it's economical, and you can like recycle like my mm-hmm. my metal mm-hmm. water bottle here. I can be confident as a consumer that what's coming out of my tap is about as good as it can get.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Especially here mm-hmm. in Southeast Michigan, not just Detroit. This is Southeast Michigan. All of Southeast Michigan mm-hmm. Basically gets their water from Detroit. Now Flint, you might have heard controversy the last few months where Flint is trying to renege on their contract or change the contract, I should say, and that would lose a lot of money for the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department because they supply something like 40% of Michigan's population with our water.
And there's certainly people cast an eye. It's always headlines whenever the rates go up.
Oh, right. And that's going to continue. So the way that this was described to me was that for years, water utilities kept the rates low, kept the consumers happy. Mm. But the problem is our infrastructure goes back, you know, decades, in some cases, to the early 20th century. You know, so the infrastructure needs upgrades. And these utilities, they're not funded by taxpayers. So everything, including infrastructure upgrades, has to come directly from water rates and no other source. So that's why you're seeing these water rate spikes over the last few years, because now they're really trying to catch up and realizing that, hey, we need to invest in this infrastructure.
So on to bottled water, you say that actually goes back to even before America's independence?
Yeah. So before then, it was almost like an elixir, you know, natural spring water. Mm-hmm. You had one of the earliest known published, I guess, reports of bottled water comes from, it was like 1774, and it was used for health reasons. People were prescribed spring water because it was supposed to cure you of these ailments. And it kind of, the water industry was wiped away, at least the original bottled water industry was wiped away in the early 20th century when chlorination of tap water ushered in a whole new era.
Then you didn't have to worry about what you might catch
Correct.
By pulling up water from the old watering hole.
Right, right.
It's mind-boggling to think that it started in the mid-70s with just the Perrier bottle, and you think of walking into any gas station, and there mm-hmm. are the choices.
Hundreds.
It's amazing. Can consumers feel confident about what's coming out of that bottle? How do we know?
I think so, and I think that's one of the main takeaways of the article, and something that I learned was that whether it's from a bottle or from the tap, it's generally safe. So there's a little bit of a misconception about the regulation of bottled water
yes.
and tap water because they're actually regulated by two different regulators. So the FDA regulates bottled water while the EPA regulates tap water.
What do you think is the biggest myth, Mark, in the bottled versus tap debate?
Well, it's tough to – I guess the safety would be definitely a huge piece of it because, you know – so a lot of the anti-bottled water crowd, if we can just kind of mm-hmm. generalize here, would say that bottled water isn't regulated, which makes it somehow unsafe. But there hasn't been any large-scale recall of bottled water due to any type of contamination or foodborne illness, basically in the history of the industry.
Okay. That's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, exactly. So you can be confident that what you're drinking is safe. The issue, I think, has more to do with cost because when you think about it, you know, so the average gallon of tap water, say from Detroit, mm-hmm. is about a penny, you know, and it's a penny for a gallon of water.
Wow.
And the average, the latest running average for bottled water for a gallon is like $2.83. So yeah, it's not, you know, $2.83 for a gallon, that's not terrible. But when you compare it to what you have already coming out of your tap,
yeah,
and to take that a step further, about 40% on an estimate, 40% of bottled water is filtered tap water. It's municipal water. It's not coming from that spring. And, you know, to their credit, the majority of it is coming from different sources.
Yes.
But almost half is the same water that you're drinking out of the tap that's just been filtered and bottled and sold at a premium.
And it gives you convenience, but it also,
Absolutely.
As you alluded to, those plastic bottles are clogging up landfills, and that is becoming a growing concern, I think, to people.
Yeah, and it's not just it's not just the actual cost that you pay at the market. I mean, it's the environmental cost.
Right.
Shipping all the bottled water. You know, it's a different distribution system.
The footprint.
That costs
of
gas. Yeah, the footprint. Mm-hmm. You know, to their credit, the bottled water industry has done a lot over the last decade. It's something like almost 50% of these PET plastic water bottles come from their recycled sources. And I guess there's a huge demand for PET in the recycling industry. At least that's what the International Bottled Water Association will tell you.
All right.
And they've taken some other steps, actually decreasing the amount of plastic that goes into one of those bottles. They used to take double the amount of plastic. So,
because, you know, I've heard people that I know that try to be healthy, and that is a concern. What am I getting when I'm
right.
What's leaching into my water?
Right. And that's something that, you know, that you have to think about. The key point of that too is that, you know, the industry isn't going to make these changes on its, you know, out of the goodness of their own hearts. Let's be honest here. You know, it's because consumers are demanding, you know, that our bottles be more environmentally friendly, and that, you know, we as consumers are becoming more environmentally conscious. And I think that's the most important aspect of this.
So after all this research in your piece for Our Magazine, where do your loyalties lie, Mark? Are you a bottled versus tap guy?
I think that's another misconception, is that it doesn't have to be either or. You know, there's a time and a place for bottled water, such as when you're getting on a plane and you want something, you know, something to drink to bring with you, or you're out, you know, at a picnic with your family, and you know, water fountains aren't really as abundant as they once were.
Yeah.
They're difficult to find. So in that case, bottled water is fine. But typically I drink water, you know, straight from the tap or from the water cooler at work.
And I guess the one thing we have to remind everybody, because I was looking at my one with the nozzle. If you refill, clean those guys out.
Yes, you do have to clean those because they get nasty.
They do get nasty. And you might be thinking, oh, what? I caught a tummy bug from something I ate. And you got to remember that.
Right, it's from your bottle that you haven't washed.
Mm-mm-mm. Mark Kurlianchik, diving into the subject of water. One more for our drinking game here. I was sipping our water. In the May issue of Our Magazine, his piece is entitled Ebb and Flow, Demystifying Drinking Water. Always fun to talk with you, Mark. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy.